A couple of seconds ago, our phones went crazy.
Whoa!
You see that?
Dude,
it's a map.
I wanna go.
Whatever it is, we'll find out.
This is where the map says to go.
There's something in there.
Whoa, what is that?
What?
20 questions with an alien.
One beep is yes, two beeps are no. Are you from space?
Do you eat humans?
Oh.
Get you home, all right? We'll find a way.
Okay, here's the deal. Earth to Echo is banking on Spielberg nostalgia to push the movie to box office success. In that respect, it hits many of the necessary marks, but it's shackled by its own gimmick. The film follows a group of kids who discover an alien robot and try to help it get back home. Sound familiar? Yeah, it has all the Amblin elements of E.T., The Goonies, and even Super 8, which in itself was a nostalgia picture for those films. While there's a decent movie buried in there somewhere, Earth to Echo is virtually unwatchable because it's found footage, spending half of its running time making excuses for why people are filming and featuring some of the shakiest shaky cam you'll ever see. So basically everything that makes a found footage movie bad. Though I'll give it some credit. The movie does look exactly like a bunch of 13-year-olds were handed cameras and told to shoot a major motion picture. Earth to Echo gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.